This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The double play has a read here, Darius, and you're probably trying to figure out why I don't know where it is. There it is at the top of the page, just like you put it right at the top. I circled right by it. You're like, Danny, why don't you just do the read? I'm like, it's right in front of me. Driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on a rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. So I promised you guys a huge piece of information. Something I can't believe you guys have gone this far. It's almost 4 o'clock without 2-plus hours of the show, Tobes. Play pickup hoops last night. My first time back on the court in a while. Not in very good shape normally, especially bad with a couple of weeks off. I missed 1 week because of illness, 1 week because of a vasectomy, and now I am back on the court. So we played in a new gym last night. The spring season's on Wednesdays, not Tuesdays. Normally you're looking for updates on Wednesdays after Tuesday night.
Sure,
that's now Thursday and Wednesday. So I know everyone's going to be
thrown
off
by a day. But yeah,
everyone's going to get used to the schedule again. Streaky in terms of the shooting. Had a couple of games where I knocked down a few threes. A couple of games I couldn't find it. That happens when you're fatigued. At the end, it was pretty bad. Had a few passes that I was pretty proud of. But again, I have no explosion, no ability to do anything other than just kind of linger around and hope it kind of goes my way. Defensively got my ass kicked per normal. So the big deal from the game last night, and we're playing, I try to be a good teammate, a good pickup teammate, you know, and not just shoot every time down.
Of course,
like,
yeah.
I feel like
I wish my pickup teammates were like
and
that.
And I don't. So one of the things I do is I'll make sure I, you know, Jerry's a true point guard. I was playing with Jerry a lot last night, so I'll give Jerry the ball. Craig is in great shape, so Craig moves around a lot. So I was trying to screen for Craig. A little back screen. I'm down on the block. Craig's on the wing. I'm going back screen. So if my guy doesn't help, Craig's back door. If my guy does help, I can now pop in either for a shot. Now they're running at me. Maybe Craig's open. Maybe I can reverse it. Anyway, you know, it's a thing you don't normally see, so I'm going to do a little back screen. Well, so let's set up the scene here. Brian, who's physical, is guarding Craig, okay?
Okay.
Brian, you know, is a little bit my age, a little bit older maybe.
Sure.
Moves around pretty well for a guy his age, but he's not afraid of contact. He's a physical dude, physical player. Good player, clean, right? I think it's his nephew, Matt, who comes sometimes. Matt's a brick house, left-handed shooter. Matt does the kind of thing where he's like, all right, I'm driving left, and like 4.5 minutes later, he's still driving left and gets a shot off because he's stout. You know, he's got that Corliss Williamson, if you know your Arkansas Razorbacks history, type game. Good player. So Matt's covering me, and Brian is covering Craig. So I go to set the screen for Craig. Matt doesn't call a screen out.
Oh.
So Matt doesn't say anything,
tough.
And I'm going, hey, this all happened in slow motion. Like, I'm here. Brian doesn't know I'm here. Craig's going to take off running. I now, like, it's going to be an effective screen, but oh, crap. Like, this is not what we're here for. You know, we're here to get some exercise in and knock down some shots. So Brian, no fault of his own, is trying to run with Craig. You know, kind of reaches his arm out to sort of, you know, as you start running, as you do. So basically, it's a forearm to my chin first and into my chest, which knocks me back. And I'm not dizzy, not my bell rung kind of thing, but it, like, you know, wasn't comfortable. But the real thing, knee to knee. Oh, Tubbs.
Brutal.
Now, anybody who's done the knee to knee bit, there's always somebody that's like, oh, hey, our knees hit. And the other person is like writhing in pain, and it's that funny bone feeling, but in your knee. My knee today is still jacked up. I'm limping around here like I just finished a Thursday night football game. You know, like I just made 60 tackles in a game. I can't sit. I can't stand. I woke up a dozen times last night trying to fall asleep because the thing is bad. I'm, like, worried this is more significant than just me being an old fart. So that's the update.
Yeah, that's not great. Nope. Hopefully it's nothing too bad. I have torn my ACL and screwed up my meniscus, and hopefully it's none of those things.
I hope it's none of those things. I was going to try to get some people to play pickleball today. I was going to try to play myself before we came to Tap Sports
Bar.
Sure,
of course.
And I'm going, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, not today, not after
that. I don't think I'm doing that. If I had to do, like, yard work today, I'd probably have to wear, like, one of those knee sleeve things, you know? It ain't right, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm struggling.
Not great.